Blog Talk Radio.
Coming up, they told me love was the message.
but somebody ain't get the memo if they left it. Kids at the table can't feed them love for breakfast. Wife says she love a new pair of shoes and a necklace. But what's a real nigga to do when the masses get asked if they love what you do? And over half that they ask got rebuttals like who? We ain't heard you on the radio, dude, but not exactly. The real hip-hop be coming on real late. And half the shit they got in rotation is real fake. And all the real fans supporting is real faint. And that's how your real love can turn into real hate. But this music shit, it ain't nothing like it. Gotta love the rush that you get when you feel inspired. Loving how the crowd will react when you recite it. Gotta love it even days when you despise it. I swear ain't nothing like it. But love can't pay these bills, so please believe I'm here to get these meals. Got me asking, what's love? And love about how you stressing for sure, so love don't live here no more. Got me asking, what's love? I got niggas that love how the truth spit, and I know niggas that love doing foolishness. Used to think I would love to be in the music biz, but now I'm asking, what's love got to do with it? Politics, kickbacks, favoritism, mishaps. Niggas getting hired and fired, then push your shit back like the hairline on LeBron. You here now when you on, go to sleep and wake up, and you be hearing that you gone. Another love, TKO. Totally killing your output if you ain't know. You gotta grind like you making love, love like you made it come. It's love out here on this court, come and get you some. You niggas asking where's the love? That ain't love in the video and love in the club. Labels love in your movement and love in your buzz. Then bring you in for the meeting, preaching love ain't enough.
Love ain't enough.
But this music shit, it ain't nothing like it. Whitney overdosed and Dion became a psychic. Michael medicated and Ron Osley indicted. Gotta love it even if you didn't like it. I swear ain't nothing like it. But love can't pay these bills, so please believe I'm here to get these meals. Got me asking, what's love? And love about how you stressing for sure, so love don't live here no more. Got me asking, what's love?
Lord, I know these ladies love luxury. That's laminated at the top of the list, but look, luckily, at least when my lungs were lacerated, I never behaved scorn. I gave a sworn affidavit when I hit rock bottom like Goliath affidavit. Literally, when these lame labels litigated, I liberated my life with love and levitated and left every lyric I laid completely obliterated. What's being on top with no options, and you can't operate orally without oxygen. I was stealing petty cash when they would pass the offering around on Sundays. That's when I knew I hit my optimum low. But I still gotta stand enough, you know? I guess you really need to know. I guess the oodles of O's will never grow unless you use your noodle. They quadruple like voodoo. Vanguard, verbally, victory won't visit you when your vibes violated and adverts are not visible. And vocally, the volume's muted. Very devoted, but every conversation convoluted. Epilogue, editor, my etiquette elicited. My effort exponentially expands when solicited. The E-M-C-E-E, you know you have to say it twice. But only if you nice, cause it's nothing like, nothing like, nothing like.
But love can't pay these bills, so please believe I'm here to get these meals. Got me asking, what's love? Love about how you stressing for sure, so love don't live here no more. Got me asking, what's love?
MCMI.
Small talk is irrelevant. Gonna kill an elephant. Niggas look fly and they bitches look elegant. Let the birds fly like a pelican. From NY out to Maryland. Be more careful, them little niggas are idiots. Tattoo tears overhead if you dare to. Yeah. Whacked out the trippy. Racks off of other shit. Max with the hippie. Mac out the window if niggas are act iffy. Ends off the pithy. Shit is getting sticky like Jiffy. Hood gon' cry if they hit me. I'm a real ass nigga. Get with me. Cushion the grind and my look is designer. My dope is raw like it got cooked in China. Always on some other shit. Even the hating niggas is loving it.
Even the hating niggas is loving it. Even the hating niggas is loving it. Even the hating niggas is loving it. Fuck all the whole ass niggas and fuck the government. Even the hating niggas is
Haters still loving it, but I don't give a fuck if they didn't. I'm black loving it, popping off of some other shit. Hand on the Tommy, couple shooters behind me. They try and take the black man out like Mitt Romney. Me and P, Atkins 2 and it's 3D. IMAX movie, Chain and I watch it. Dookie, they love my style. Alligator band on a Hublot. True Religion's on, Louis Kicks all on the big toes. You don't think I seen the $1 million I did, though? Christopher Wallace money, every night is a big show. Hit the gym, back looking fucking for rent, no. Don Don, bitch been on my dick from the get go, huh?
Even the hating niggas loving it. Even the hating niggas loving it. Even the hating niggas loving it.
Crack off gas for the dollars. Ride around town in the black Impala. Niggas can act wilder. Show up at your mom's crib. Same ass guns and send the act of valor. Sort of like the car that gave me no hope. I'm real, brother. Yes, it's moving in the vino soap. I mean body wash up on the shore. Swizz body wash. Wasn't me. I was smoking weed with his bodyguard. I'm not feeling you. Probably made a plan on killing you. Ain't rap. Nigga, I'm willing to. I'm a mob boss all day, part of before the part, and I'm like John Forte, but ego is liquid. Connect seems solid though, any signs of the Fed, motherfucking bombing though. Whole court on the streets before I do 20 years. Being broke is the only thing money fears.
Even the hating niggas loving it. Even the hating niggas loving it. Even the hating niggas loving it. Fuck all the whole ass niggas and fuck the government. Even the hating niggas loving it. Even the hating niggas is loving it. Fuck all the whole ass niggas is fucking loving it.
MCMI.
Prequel Part 2. Une chanson d'amour. A love song. Eugene, what up? Sneff. The same shit, different day. The first 7 months, almost everything's rosy. So you take her out and she meets all the homies. She made her own bed and the shit is really cozy. But only because she always thinks that she knows me. Told her from the get-go that I have many plans. And she was fine with it until I be her man. Everything changed once you add a little love to the mix. That's when it all goes to shit. You show your best side, try to make a good impression. But what she really wants, you will never hear express it. Instead, she always hopes that you will get the message. But girl, I'm not a psychic, so unless you really said it, you haven't been clear. And I can be accused of not paying attention, and every day it's new stuff. Me, on the other hand, making all these other plans. But I lay my cards on the table so you'd understand. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk.
Oh, that's it,
baby,
man.
Since we never talk, never talk.
No more.
I guess I better walk.
I knew a guy, he met the smoking hot chick. Took her 3 days and my homie got whipped. They moved in together, making plans for the future. Then she got all twisted like the art of Kama Sutra. He won a couple kids, but baby wasn't with it. So he hoped that in a few years she'd forget it. 4 years passed and he brought it up again. But her views didn't shift, so she broke up with him. What I'm trying to say is why you hope that somebody might change. If you give it enough time, you will see they stay the same. Shame, there's nothing you can do about it. You can try to fix it, but I really doubt it. That's why you should take it with a grain of salt. Cause if you don't, you might end up with a brick to your skull. And it's only your fault, cause you didn't even ask. So as long as you're afraid of the truth, it wears a mask.
Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk, I guess I better walk, better walk. Baby, since we never talk, never talk.
I'm recording this motherfucker live from Puerto Rico. Suavemente. These bum ass niggas with they struggle music can't fuck with me, man. I'm out here sipping mojito. These niggas local like the 3 train. My nigga Avon Blockdale on the Pete Rock beat. Nigga Pete Rock hit me. This how I fuck with you. This the almighty BSC. Black.
I'm big block, I'm hard knock like Fort Knox. I sling rock through projects to crack spots. I tote Glock, that's headshots, you dead pop. Like red rock, no red dot for a headshot. Same drawer, same jeans, still a mindset. Dipping crack, new money, hustler mindset. You wanna cheat a stretch, get it while it's wet. Cook some dust up in it, how you cut some dust. See that paper flip, like a Laker trade. Every move for the chips, so I remove a piece. Shots blow, bodies drop. I revealed the beat. Box blaze the pack. Low flames to crack. I got keys to the track. Got keys in track. Fuck D's and racks. Walk fiends with back. I don't know how to act. I got a fucking problem. All black and strapped. You want that fucking problem?
Hell no, these niggas don't want no motherfucking problems. Nigga Block, was that a rhetorical question? It must have been, man. That's like me asking, who the hottest unsigned nigga out of New York City? They gonna say Troy Ave, nigga, you. These niggas ain't in no violence, man. These niggas just talking. I know who ain't just talking though, my nigga King 7 Siete. And he gon' come through, he king of these hoes on a Pete Rock beat. You can't fuck with us.
Yeah. Bitches checking for me, I ain't even made a name yet. Put me on the track, guaranteed to be a train wreck. Crash course collision, any nigga in my vision. Trying to stop me and my niggas' intentions of getting richer. Heard me on that prize fighter, like where son come from. Now I'm buzzing like a blood, talking to his aunt's son. Niggas really want something, y'all know where to find me. I'll be right there on the back block with Blockdale beside me. Find me on Troy Ave with Troy Ave strapped up. Niggas get a whole movie clip, they trying to act tough. Put you in the black tux, body decomposed. And I got bitches on their knees, and now they ain't proposing like the dog off the leash, man, the nigga running wild. Fucking all these pretty hoes like it's going out of style. Who caught the most bodies, not convicted in trial. I raised my hand, I got committed to foul. Word up.
And last but not least, you ask me, Troy Ave, a self-made nigga. And what I do, I put myself on and I put my niggas on like a real nigga should. I don't fuck with all these niggas trying to be down with the BSB, man. I don't know you niggas. Niggas be disloyal, we in the streets for real. But Chuck can turn to dust. Now we all here telling our life on a Pete Rock beat and making it rhyme. Fuck with me. Rolling with my niggas and I'm stunting on these bitches. Cooking coke in kitchens, let a fiend do the dishes. Shout out to Sabrina, a free base diva. I'm charging for my gram at the 3 fever. Hot headed nigga, my temperature on fuego. Kill a nigga dead depending on how my day go. Mobbing like a dago. BSB got yayo. How there? Come and shop with us, babe, bro. The price go down when I weigh more. Counting money, getting hypey like a babe, bro. Digi scales where I lay low. How much? It's 4 pounds on my waist, though. Got a Spanish girl pregnant with my little baby. I made her get in the boat, and I got a Mercedes. Blood on my hand, money in my pocket. I'm going to the Lord, or the Lord come and stop it. Shout it to the people, and I really got it. The streets know your boy selling coke for a profit. Silver gray bands, 3 bitches, 1 friend. Hoes in the back, 2 seats, shit slack. All white sheets, I don't sleep, just snack. When we get there, I'ma bust they crack. Nigga, that's a fact, that's how I be on it. Your bitch is a rap, I could tell if she on it. Playing on my songs, as she sing along. Fantasizing about the time when we could get it on. I'm a dope boy, swag to the max type nigga. You a working ass job, office max type nigga. Nigga.
Eat the 9 rhymes, the magnificent clackworks, thin cow cannon, my gap whistling. Fireworks splatter the stage right off my written shit. Missiles hit, rooftop snipers and blow your kitchens in. Bite a nigga shit, guarantee my military troops throw on the boots to come and kick your dentures in. prime witness, see the dagger. Get your face fixed, you late, bitch, but still you out, still a swagger. Electric necklace, disrespectful and reckless. Colombian bow, my hoe left you with your neck slit. Burnt the bounty out of Kern County. Tequila worm, last swig of this bottle when it's your turn, robbery. Wild card, burn the house down and send a message. Cool as a pimp, I like my school with shrimp, lemon pepper. With barbecue sauce, your article soft. You see the uniform, custom made, Nautica garbs, Madal Coptic. Rose gold, Pope of Rome, red pants for rocking. Limousine guns, titanium watches. Fourth encounter, mind power, rhyme for hours. Born God in the paradigm of higher knowledge. Put on some fly shit, not in my sweat, so I can buy shit. Nigga, this is fly as it gets. I'm on my grind like cleats on the field. Haters try to throw stones, rocks flown, never reaching my shield. From Prince to King, my team Elohim, I kiss the ring. This is technology, Scotty Beanie. Evaporate me to my shuttle, then make me reappear so these whack niggas never rebuttal. It's the diamond test, open sesame, it's Simon Says. No more verse licks, whack shows, a minor bread. Yeah, my business is order now, the game been watered down. Time to show you lames, the art of style, graffiti flair formula. Journey with me on this event, as I proceed, I hope I'm not boring ya. Leather trench, shell toe, Sherlock, leather koofy, 11 cables to the navel looking real stupid. Hoopty, hot box, the top shot, the dog whisperer. Salam alaikum, I just gave that ass a bar mitzvah. The truth hurts a lot, but fuck it, I can't fake it. Cause once it's on, the track's getting circumcised.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers need to stop biting. Fight your own style, stay in your own motherfucking lane. PA medallions, IBG, the baklava dog, bitch. Bitch.
Back one more game. More tied to the sun die. UGK for life. Good Lord, it feels good to shine. Let's go.
By the time you probably heard this, I was on another first bitch. That was in the back with Kirkin. Breaking hoes off, but never those off of my post. Never disrespect your hoe. I'm about to hand it feed it. Couplings called the Ebenezer. My mama probably said the name of Caesar. Clean up in the Baptist preacher. That used to pimp. Gator shoe don't make the man so prim, prim. So keep on with that, like I won't whip back around the neck, like the gentleman scene. Don't worry about this, I'm sure about this. If you know what I mean, shine on. Don't be ashamed, don't steal some game from my sermon.
Well,
cause elevation to celebration, I preach that duh. And that bullshit they been serving y'all, I don't eat that duh. Keep that plate, I got my own, don't tell my patience. Bitch, I'm wrong, it ain't much you can tell me. Brenna ain't already told me. If she wasn't wrong, yeah, we that strong. So fuck your umbrella, rain and weather and all that shade. If God ain't want me to shine, he never would've let me chop on blaze. So shine on.
They say man make money, money don't make the man. But it's a little bit of both, cause it'll take some change for you to make some change. That ain't just some shit I wrote, man, that's natural fact and not evolution. But my game's still evolving, and I'ma keep on rolling like 24s in this world, just keep evolving. Good at problem solving, cause I'm good at starting shit in the first place. And it feels so good to be where I'm at, man, cause where I was the worst place. But times change, so I keep hustling. Boy, trying to make my time cease, but I'm laid back with my dime piece. Shining all of my time piece in this song.
Do it like you do it, shine, baby. Shine, baby. Shine, baby. Shine, baby. strong. We shine on. Don't get me wrong.
Good Lord, they know it. We shine on. Nah, nah.
Ain't nobody tripping cause the money already made.
Fucking good and probably bad for your health. Straight out of Detroit, a crazy motherfucker named Vicious. Aiming for the riches, so I come from the trenches. Son of a killer, get lead poison from the thriller. Bullets mission is cool, cause it still hit your nigga. I'm back, the black lone ranger, divine force. On my high horse, riding round looking for danger. Detroit mangler, I see Royce famous, so I'm hungry. But keep the fame, I just want the money. Like 3 minutes, one, get your gun right now. A fight versus power to put your lights out. When I strike out, lash out your ass out. How you going to war with royalty? What your cash bout? I came here to stalk you till you bleed. I walked in wearing Jordan's red bottoms when I leave. Catch you in the club, the Sid dumping while you fist pumping. Your cash, your jewels, bitch, run it. You hard when you rhyme, boy. But your crew remind me of bitches in men's clothes. Y'all a bunch of tomboys. Put your swagger in a bag, zip it up. Probably trash if you can fit. You still in as sick as us. Nigga, trust, I'm head hunting your pumpkin with lead dumping and spread down in your legs from aims nothing. Big bank, take little bank, you will lose more estate stash, couple extra grand in the shoe.
You about to witness the natural maturation of Ryan, taking it back to fat laces and iron. I am on an actual fact basis, facing out on a track, weight supplying. They came a long way from niggas wanting me blown away, to after I'm gone, wanting my bones donated to science. Predicting my own unpredictable fate, the same as the Mayans. I'm when you define great, then continue to translate it to crime. The ill pedigree, tell your hoe chill. She got a kneel before the D, and then I let her see. And before I let her be, I drop her in the A, let her free. She shot me. She fell asleep as soon as the emblem on the bench hit the hood, tell her peace. Like Metta World, never let a girl like Eddie and Della Reese. Better you, instead of me. Not tell the feds, they can alphabetically swallow a set of these. And that's right, Vicious your boy protege. Riding in the infamous Bentley and Porsche motorcade. Every chick you know is a hoe, my boat's throwaway. Every goon I roll, it's a throwaway, four-way. Y'all trying to teach, I'm trying to just win, fuck pointers. I got enough ends to cut corners, just join us as I rise in status. My status on grind, niggas who mind. Don't matter who matters, don't mind.
MCMI Radio, real hip hop, real talk, Friday night. Shout out to Six Man Radio, the Bad Seed, all the affiliates. This is GMS.
Yeah, what up?
And my co-host.
You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, man.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, what up, man? Splits. Splits, you know. I'm in the house. I'm in the house.
Splits, there's a lot of, not a lot, there's one or two other people that I've heard with the, that just go by Blitz. But not Blitzkrieg, not the full name.
All right, all right. My name is L.R. Blitzkrieg, people. Anybody else, fuck you.
And what's the L.R.?
Doesn't matter. Let's keep it moving.
It's Lauren Ralph. It's Ralph Lauren backwards. No, I'm just kidding. So what's good, man?
Sure, man. I'm kind of, you know, a little tired under the weather, but we play some dope music, man. Dope music.
Anything,
a lot of new stuff coming out.
Definitely. We set it off with a new joint from our group, Hydra. Self-Promotion, had to throw that
your
on there.
Group?
But nah, you know, it's a dope joint. A lot of people have been giving us positive feedback on that. So we definitely are, you know, planning on some kind of viral
group.
Video
you
or something.
You said from your group, Hydra.
Did I say my group or our group?
Yeah, you said your group.
I don't think I did, but we can play back the audio later.
All right.
My group, GMS. Oh, I am the owner of the group. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Wild Child, the third MC and producer in Hydra. But we got some interesting guests that are going to be coming through later on. But right now, it's a couple of people that called in. I just want to, you know, get some shout-outs, give love and everything. So let's go to the phones. If you guys want to call us up out there, it's 646-478-3599. What up? Caller, you on the air?
Yeah.
Who
what up, boy?
Who this?
Yeah, it's Scream, man. You know what I'm saying? Team Homie in the building, baby.
Team Homie.
Boy, Scream was good.
Yeah, chillin', man. You know, long time listener, long time fan of yours. You know what I'm saying? LR Blitzkrieg, GMS, Hydra, The Plague. You know what I'm saying? All that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was even a one time guest. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't about me today. You know what I'm saying? Love what y'all doing with the show. And yeah, man, we just wanted to talk about a few things that Team Homie got going on right now, man. Shout out to
the
Gates.
I heard Team Homie's catching bodies everywhere right now.
Bodies. Yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week for us, man. You know, last week, Swave Seva, shouts to the big homie Swave Seva, over there in St. Louis, caught that body. Shouts to my sister QB, caught that body over there at Queen of the Ring. And I was in Rhode Island. I was in Providence, Rhode Island. You know what I'm saying? And I bodied that boy, Troy Brown.
Three for
wow.
Three, huh?
Yeah.
Three, man, and you know, we got two more coming up this weekend. PH and Amzilla are going to round out the team, you know what I'm saying? It's like we a force to be reckoned with, B.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, speaking of the devil, I'm going to let Blitz hold it down for a second because Swave Seva's calling in, but he's calling on my phone. He's not calling the radio line, so I'm going to go click over and deal with that.
That's what's up.
Give him some act right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Scream, tell me about your battle, man. How'd it go down exactly?
Yo, first off, shouts to Face Off Battle League for having me, man. Yo, man, y'all watched me since I was a toddler in this battle rap game, and here I am, main event.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was the main event up there versus
That's
Troy
dope.
Brown. Troy Brown versus, you know, you're part of the original Grind Time East Coast crew.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, we got in the ring. And I did that boy something awful. You know what I mean?
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what he should be dropping soon, man. You know, you can never tell. You know what I'm saying? When
yeah, what's the link for this Battle League? Because I don't think I've seen much of their stuff so far.
Well, you go to the YouTube page, mm-hmm. Face Off Battle League.
Face Off Battle League, okay.
Face Off Battle League. Also, you can go, you know what I'm saying, for more info, you can go to... the Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/FaceOffValley.
Yeah. So when's your next battle and who's it against? Do you know yet?
I have no scheduled opponent right now, yo. I was supposed to... iBattle up there in Connecticut was supposed to be hooking me up something crazy along the name of a gentleman named Madness.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm, you know... Yeah, that's still in the works right now. You know, shouts to Madden. Shouts to iBattle. You know what I'm saying? They've been real good to me.
Yeah.
You know. And hopefully that goes, you know, that pans out. If not, you know, we see what we got next, man. You know, I've been getting my phone's been ringing. So, you know what I mean? I'm happy about that.
Yeah, man, you've definitely been doing this thing in the battle scene. You ever think about putting out any music, or are you just going to stick with the battle and just killing MCs at the show?
You know what? You know, well, I'm going to stay with the battle, but you know what? The team, you know what I'm saying? Team Homie, they trying to get me in that booth. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I think I will be, you know what I'm saying? You're taking my baby steps, B. You know what I mean? I will be getting in the booth. Y'all will be hearing something from me. Hopefully that Team Homie group project going to drop. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully later
right.
this year or early next year.
That's what's
yeah,
up.
Man, I'll be featured on some of that. Absolutely.
That's what's up. Yeah, I'm back.
On that
yeah,
new,
man.
I'm trying to get on that new Hydra shit.
Oh, shit.
It's coming,
you
man. Trust me. when we drop it, you'll be the first to know because you'll be on it.
Absolutely,
yeah,
yeah. Man.
So, yo, I think we got another Team Homie member on the line. You could stay on the line, Scream. Let's just see if this is Swave, because he was calling in, but his phone was having difficulty. So he hung up and called back a couple times.
Yes-ass niggas.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Hey, man. That's your homie. You're going to have to see him about that later. So let's see what's up. Hey, caller, you're on the air. 347-820. Who's this?
Yo, just because I wasn't able to speak,
oh,
I can hear you, nigga. I heard you.
Nice and clear.
Yeah,
he was on
clear.
Home listening to the show, motherfucker.
Yeah. The one boy was acting stupid. I was in a dead zone, so I tried to call twice already.
Right. No doubt. Well, we got
though?
You now live on the air. Swave Sever. What's
Yo,
good?
What's good? Team Holly and the motherfucker built the screen. What up?
Yeah.
Team Holly, baby. What's good, boy?
I'm good, boy. You know me.
We're making these bodies a business right now. You know what I'm saying? Talk to him, Sway. Talk to him.
Yo, funeral homes going up all over New York, B.
You guys should invest in like coffin. Should invest in coffin manufacturing or something. You know?
Exactly.
Get money on both ends, you know?
Exactly.
So, Sway,
got life insurance policies and all that.
So, Sway, Scream was updating us on some of the past two or three battles. So, you took a win. He took a win, and QB.
Yes.
Your battle. Tell us a little bit about your battle. What league
First
was
of all,
it
I
in?
Just like to say I love my team, Homie Niggas, and congratulations to you, Scream, and my little sister, QB. Along with me this weekend, been a weekend of Team Homie body, catching bodies. All over the world. I mean, not the world, but pretty much... It's three different states, you know what I mean? I was in St. Louis, Scream was in Rhode Island, QB was in Brooklyn. So it's like, we caught bodies all over. So let me say congratulations for that. And as far as my battle go, B, I went out to St. Louis, battled this kid named Meta, who everybody counted me out against for some reason. They think his lyrical talent was just above normal. And that boy got spanked all three rounds, B. Spanked.
So it was a 3-0, okay. Was it judged, or was it one of those, you know, decide later on the internet?
It wasn't judged, but it was one of those obvious, you ain't got to say nothing.
Right, okay. Swave, you've been battling, like, notable cats for a while now. What would you say was your toughest challenge? Giving respect to everyone you've battled, because, you know, you're not going to battle someone if they whack, because that's not even interesting. But
nah, not at all.
Out of everyone
Solo,
that you've battled.
But Osolo, I did think was going to come with something. I would never do that again. Osolo, it was a waste of time.
He didn't show up. I saw that battle. He was there, but he wasn't really bringing it like that.
But out of all the battles I had, I say my most challenging has been Disaster.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Must it was Disaster.
Me and Krieg was blessed to be able to witness that one live. We were right there.
Yeah,
that battle was so entertaining.
Shout out to Disaster. It was very entertaining. To this day, I still watch that battle. There's not many of my own battles that I still watch. I still watch the Disaster battle every now and then.
That's dope. So, what you got any predictions, either one of you, on these upcoming battles, either? PHs, or is there any other really big card battle?
My nigga, the only thing with Team and Hammy, they winning. That's
right,
all I'm saying.
We got that.
I don't even know who else.
That's said,
definitely.
Baby. You know what I'm saying? That's the boy Amzilla. The boy Amzilla on there, too.
PH is going to flame Uno Labos. PH is going to flame Uno Labos.
Didn't I already flame that boy?
You already flamed him. Amzilla is on the card. Hungry. He about to flame somebody. You know what I mean? Scream going to flame somebody. Like, my niggas don't. It's a whole bunch of Johnny Storm going on. Not the battle rap. I'm talking about Human Torch.
This question is for both of you, because there are a lot of people that have seen some of your battles, maybe haven't seen any of them, that's listening. So if they were to go on YouTube and search for one of your battles, which one would you want them to search for?
Me, personally, I would just say look up some of the most. I really don't like my old battles, like around the time I first started. So I would say just look up any of the most recent and enjoy. I don't really have no preference.
Right.
It's my old battles. I'm as an MC, you know, I mean, y'all MC too, so I know, you know how you got an old rhyme, and you might have somebody that be like, yo, kick that rhyme, and you be like, yo, get the fuck out of here, I ain't kicking that shit. That's how I feel about my old battles, like, get the fuck out of here, I don't even like this shit no more.
Yeah. Me, to answer that, honestly, I would say Grind Time East Coast presents Scream vs. Fresh, or Fresh vs. Scream. That was okay. Back in like 2010, man. Like I that's my personal favorite of mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the Lethal one, brother.
Oh, yeah, the Lethal one they took down, sending the dudes flagged after hateful content, B. They flagged it. Dead ass.
They took that battle down?
Yeah, man, they took it down. They after I beat Lethal, shouts to Lethal, you know what I'm saying? He was sick, you know what I'm saying? So when that footage dropped, you know what I'm saying, him and his, not him so much, he was sick, but his crew went over there, flagged it, and YouTube took it down. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, yeah, definitely would have put that up there. But,
Hey, put it on Vimeo. Put it on Vimeo. Fuck it.
I just might.
Put it back up.
Why? You know what? Put that shit back up.
Yeah, but I would say Fresh Verse Scream. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's my
definitely
favorite.
Definitely check for that.
Well, yo, we got another caller that wants to show love, and I don't know if he knows any of y'all, but let's bring him in and let him say what's up, and then we'll go into some music, and we'll come back in a little bit. So let me see who's on the line right now. Caller, you're live on the air. What's good?
What's up, MIG?
What's up, man?
Yo.
Tell him your name and where you from.
Yo, my name is Ann Boggs. I'm from Harlem. Know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Big Krieg. What's good, my G?
What's up, homeboy?
What's going on, baby?
Chillin',
man. Chillin',
baby.
Shout out to Harlem all day.
That's my
home. Yes, sir, man.
Yes,
Big is the team, know what I mean? Thunderbird is the movement, know what I mean? I'm out here working, baby. What's going on?
It's good, Tyler.
Hey, man, ain't nothing. We chillin'.
All right, I see y'all cats doing y'all thing, know what I mean, with the battles and all that, know what I mean? That's what's up, man. I salute y'all, know what I mean? Continue this hip-hop shit, know what I mean? That's what's up, baby.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thank you.
Yo, Blitz, what's good? We gonna get up and get this project on, man. Talk to me, B.
Hey, man, I'm working hard. I'm working hard. I'm definitely gonna make it happen. But you gotta send me some music so we can play it on the show.
Definitely, B. It's been long overdue. My nigga said almost 7 years, B. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Word.
What else you working on? Tell us. For those that don't know, Ann Boggs is an MC, and he rocks well. So let him know what you working on.
Yeah, right now, I mean, I'm working on my next project, Face of a New Breed, Part 2. Know what I'm saying? Part 1 is already on natpiff.com, know what I mean? You could go on YouTube, check out the videos, know what I mean? I got Symphony 5000 featuring Rob Cash, Hungry HD, Show Money, know what I'm saying? I got another video, My Time, know what I mean? I got a couple things under the sleeve, know what I mean? And basically, this Face of a New Breed, Part 2 project is crazy, know what I mean? From start to finish.
So definitely be checking for that. So where can people get in contact with you?
Well, you can catch me on the Twitter, you know what I mean, at Twizzy Twan Dollar, TWIZZY, TWAN Dollar, DOLLA. Catch me on Instagram under the same, you know I mean, under the same name. You can holler at me on the Facebook, you know what I mean, facebook.com/AntBoggs. Or you can just Google AntBoggs, you know what I mean, you see anything I got in the works, you know what I mean?
That's definitely what's up, man.
Cool. So, yo, good looking on the shouts and everybody who called in so far. We're going to play a couple classics. And, Swave, did you shoot me those joints? Did you get a chance to?
I'm trying. I need the email. I don't have your email.
I texted it to you right before you called in. So if you get them to me within an hour, we're going to play some. This is exclusive stuff, right? It's from the new project that didn't drop yet, right?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to send them over to you right now.
All right, cool, because you got something new dropping. I'm going to play a classic joint. Shout out to Poison Pen. This was on his album. And also got PH's How to Battle in the other deck. So we're going to take a quick music break, couple songs. And when we come back, I think PH is going to be calling in and let us know from his perspective what's going to go on in the battle versus Uno Lavos, because there was some tension between them in the past. This is not just an ordinary battle. I mean, these cats had some words. I was there at World Domination too. You know, there was one moment, there was one time when they weren't going to battle. It was like, no, I refuse to battle. But now the battle's happening. So I want to know from him what happened and how it all came about and you know, led to this moment. But right now we're going to go into the Facebreaker, Poison Pen, featuring Swave Seva. Yeah, MCMI
Radio.
And I
just sent that email, by the way. I just sent that email, so you good.
Fresh. So we're going to hit you with some more new current Swave Seva. But this joint is a classic. You guys bodied this, man. Good looks on this one. Facebreaker on MCMI Radio. Hip hop, real talk.
Team Homie,
DJ Static, right?
Yeah, DJ Static.
Go.
Yo, I beat the shit out you.
Feed you pheromones.
Then beat the bitch out you.
Get you pissy drunk.
Then beat the fifth out you.
Fuck a brother up.
A brother beat the piss out you. We will get at you. Snuff in the smash your face, snap.
Wrap my hands in ice.
Snuff again when I pop these painkillers. Not that I like fighting, I like excitement. I like liquor, I like strippers. I rock with all these 300 pound niggas. I gotta feel like
we run this town, nigga.
In the 80s, New York was Haiti. Free base and Angel Dust had these slums acting crazy. How could you not know the scrap, bro?
Who wanna clap us?
It's easier to play taps with a cactus. Can't teach you the game.
You watch and learn.
Leave you like Martin after brawling Tommy Hearn.
Yo, you shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. Shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Yo, I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. Now I done knocked out niggas of all shapes and sizes. Do the sneaky niggas dirty. I hate surprises. Bet the next nigga that speaks reckless out they mouth gon' be the next nigga by layout. That's your jaw. Left, right, wrecking ball. You be out before that cameraman press record. So the shot might not capture the actual hit, but it'll capture your eyes rolling in the back of your head. Catch a nigga with a haymaker, okie doke. Stick and move, counterattack, rope a dope. One hit a quitter, he going out, comatose.
He not gonna fight back.
Nigga, I know he won't, but so what? He bump his gums, I'ma slump the chunk. I like fighting. Uppercut inspired by Mike Tyson. Street fighter to beef, I beat toothless. To start, it won't be smart, kid, you'll die. Yo, bitch, shit, it throws stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. Shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Yo, I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Grown men beefing on YouTube is popping. We go mobbing, you go blogging. If a cameraman stood there like a fag watching, me and that bitch ass nigga got robbed.
Yo, I ain't one for monologuing. Nigga, if it's on, it's on. What the fuck is with all this talking? You's a bit overzealous, and these words taking too much time. Right now, my hands is getting jealous.
Nut off, bust off in the crunchy shot. Push my smut off, run off to a number spot. All I say,
I want it.
All you hear me?
You got it.
Cause my fist give niggas collide.
Yo, head stop it. The fist top, you crumble with every landing. Throwing dough blows, my niggas is heavy handed.
All y'all niggas is puffed.
Tasty cakes, wasted space. I hardly break your face with a mug.
Yo,
you shitting those stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. Shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Yo, I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Yeah, Rhyme Time East Coast. Shout out to all the heads out there that battle with this battle rap shit. Shout out to URL. 50 taught some of y'all how to rob. King of the ring, queen of the ring.
I'ma teach y'all how to battle.
KOTD, you know how we do.
Yeah.
Yo, don't flop. Off the chain, off the hook, off the handle. 50 taught you how to rob. Well, this is how to battle. I might slap you with a hand that's giant size, slice you down the side. Tiger Ty taught me the tiger twice. In LA, I'm cool in a Cadillac with Ron. Smoke a piff in a Cohiba like a Don. I'm a lush. One way to find out. I lock this other game. There's no way you'll ever lock my ass out. Hit you with these. Charlie clips, my goons got guns. I'm heartless and incredible, like them dudes from Stockton. Running through the jungle, seen a sad zoo. A fox and a tiger, and they ready to spaz too. Hoggish with them QPs when the max spark, it'll leave you cold as ice, man. I got a black heart, my gun cocky. I keep it tucked under that tall seat. I have beautiful trees saying, damn, you cold, Pete.
To be a battle nigga, you gotta be killing shit. You gotta have punches, set up strokes and bars. If you try to style on them, you'll leave with an open scar. This is serious. To be a battle nigga, you gotta be killing shit. You gotta have punches, set up strokes and bars. If you try to style on them, you'll leave with an open scar.
I'm a monster, Frankenstein concept. When I spit a verb awkward, it'll create a disaster in your complex. I'm a crazy fuck. Some say it's madness, cause I got a serious drone for Lady Luck. I'm a vet, I train to run hills. Your flow, newborn, your style, young ill. I got an arsenal to back down your weak set. My calico got hollows that'll pop off your V-neck. The beam green, it'll dot your mom like murder moving T-Rex. Convertible GS, GT, run shit, I wouldn't have it any other way. On the court, rocking Cortezes, but we not the NCAA. Trust me, your honey caliente, I seen her on me gente. She swallow my DNA. On a quest for Cody, show me how to get rich with dollars. They try to kill me, but my big can to make a hit, man, holler.
This is serious. To be a battle nigga, you gotta be killing shit. You gotta have punches, set up strokes and bars. If you try to style on them, you'll leave with an open scar. This is serious. To be a battle nigga, you gotta be killing shit. You gotta have punches, set up strokes and bars. If you try to style on them, you'll leave with an open scar.
Do the math, don't take offense. This is just a rap song on the iron and cannabis diet. So I rap strong, smack a dude, make him Earl. This is grind season, recognize I grind all the time for the right reasons. My words make you lean to the side like old man shoes. Wanna battle me for free, my answers no can do. In the ring, I beat you one round dead. Trick a fist and gin, throw a tantrum, and leave you dumbfound dead. Playing C4 under the hood of your coop. Press the button, kaboom, your roof will come off the top like juice. My nigga from the shy, not the other fool. No ties when storms collide, conditions will be too rugged to survive. I leave that kid twisted cause he ain't jack shit. I feel like it's not Christmas cause he ain't rap shit. Marv 1 is my nigga, the rest is mad lame. Shout the trade, Team Homie is running this battle rap game. Yeah.
This is serious. To be a battle nigga, you gotta be killing shit. You gotta have punches, set up strokes and bars. If you try to style on them, you'll leave with an open scar. This is serious. To be a battle nigga, you gotta be killing shit. You gotta have punches, set up strokes and bars. If you try to style on them, you'll leave with an open scar.
Yeah, MCMI Radio. Shout out to Six Man Entertainment, that's the radio network that we are on, Six Man Radio. It is their 1 year anniversary. And Bad Seed, he's got a show on Saturday night. He's been doing big things. A big shout out to him.
Yes. Everyone tune in tomorrow, 7:30. He's having a super, super special show. He's got planned guests, but he has surprise guests that are huger than anyone he's ever had. And he's had everybody on there already.
Yes.
So it's
going to
be
really
bananas.
Yeah.
I want to find out who's coming. So I'm going to be listening. I'll probably call in, give him a shout out on his show. That's on blogtalkradio.com/sixthmanradio, the number 6 TH Man Radio. So check that out tomorrow, 7:30.
Definitely. Shout out to House Shoes. House Shoes, the DJ from Detroit. I saw him earlier today. Just said what's up. He had just did a show at LPR last night. So he was on his way back out of town, going back to the D. And yeah, you know. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar on his shows that he did the other night at Roseland. That was big.
And Blitz, shout out to Fresh Daily. Did you say that he's in that Poetic Justice video?
Yeah, he's in the Poetic Justice video. He actually gets to shoot and kill Kendrick Lamar and his girlfriend. You don't actually see him do it, but it's implied because he's got the only like mean mugging slow motion
shot of the video, you know, everybody's been talking about it on Twitter and stuff.
Fresh Daily?
Yeah, Fresh Daily.
Wow.
You wouldn't expect that, right?
Yeah, I had to think about that one.
Yeah.
That's why it's called acting. You get
exactly.
A cool dude who wouldn't
shout
harm nobody. Yo, for anyone out there, Fresh Daily's not a thug. He's not going to be killing anybody. You know, he's good people, but
very good people.
He's also a known MC and artist. So it's good look to be in that video, Kendrick. You know?
If you haven't seen it yet, definitely go check out the Kendrick Lamar Poetic Justice video.
Right, that's the one with Drake, right?
Yeah.
Featuring
Drake, yep. So we're chilling in the studio with Swave Seva.
Yes,
he's not in our studio. He's in someone else's studio. But he's in a studio, and we're in a studio. So we're chilling
in
the studio.
I'm there in spirit.
No doubt.
So, Mr. Team Homie General.
Yes, sir.
Besides for the battles that you have been killing consistently for as long as you've been doing it, how long have you been doing it now? Has it been like...
almost 4 years? Three years?
Yeah.
Almost 3 years, almost four?
Yeah, and you're definitely one of the most consistent in terms of, you know, wins.
No, but, I appreciate it. You know, I came up with y'all, and I couldn't slack around y'all niggas, so thank you. I owe that to y'all.
Oh, man, we appreciate that.
Yeah, you know. GMS, PH, all y'all. Breeze ever flowing, sea wave walls, bliss tree, all like y'all. Bless the globe with the pestilence. Yeah.
So, you got a new project coming out,
Yes, I do. March 5th, Son of a One-Armed Man. It will be available on iTunes, Amazon. I got an email today that's saying it might even be in Best Buy and Target. We're working on it now, so that'll be even better. You know what I mean?
That's excellent, man. Congratulations on that.
Appreciate it.
That's a really dope title because it really grabs your interest. So, like, what are you trying to say with that? Can you go into the details on, like, that whole concept? I've heard that said at the battles and stuff, you know, something about Swave Sub, the Son of a One-Armed Man, and now that's their album title. Like, give us the insight on that.
Son of a One-Armed Man, I'm just basically letting you know it stands for a couple things. One, it stands for I'm giving you who I am. This is the truth. My father has one arm. When he was 11 years old, he got hit by a drunk driver and it tore his arm from the shoulder. So, but with saying that, I'm also trying to say now, people that know my father is a grandmaster in the martial arts. He's been doing it since when he lost his arm and started getting picked on. He said, you know what, that's going to stop. And he went and became one of the greatest martial artists I know. So with one arm, so it's also a testament that you can do anything you put your mind to in this world. My father got one arm and became a black belt in multiple disciplines of the martial arts. You feel me? So for him to be able to do that, and even growing up, I love seeing niggas pull knives on my father and my father break bones in their body. You know what I mean? So trying to protect my mother, like I've seen this happen. So it was just like, I thought my father was a superhero at one time. So yeah, it's just a testament of who I am. It's the truth. I ain't got nothing to hide. You know what I mean? My father has one arm, but fuck with him if you want. Just like me, fuck with me if you want. You know what I mean? I got his blood in me. Feel me?
Right. And so is that why you're also into the martial arts and, you know, fighting arts?
Yes,
such?
Sir. I came up under a man who most of my punishments was based on disciplines. You know what I mean? My father used to do shit like make me do push-ups on my knuckles on rice on the kitchen floor. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that sticks with you. You know what I mean? And it also builds character and strength. And after a while, it ain't too many things that can really get to you. And I appreciate him for that.
So what kind of songs can we expect to hear on the album?
Basically, you hearing me. You hearing songs like a lot of people don't know, but in 2010, my brother Mo was murdered. And on Christmas Eve, so I got a song dedicated to Mo. It's actually called Yo, Blitz and them said call the show. Yeah, it's actually, you know what I mean, dedicated to my brother Mo. And actually, the name of the song is Mo. The name of the show the name of the song is Mo, and it stands for Man of Excellence. So, you know, that's dedicated to my brother. And then I got songs with Sean Price. I got a song with Killer Mike. I got a song called My Home, dedicated to Harlem, where I'm from. And then I got a song called My Other Home, dedicated to Detroit, with my Detroit niggas on it. So, you know what I mean? It's just a variety. I got a song called Slide Off, talking about going to the club and leaving with that drunk, high-up shorty. You know what I mean? It happens, B. I just got something that everybody could possibly relate to on the album.
Who are some of the producers you work with?
All in-house. My man DJ Static, my man P-Stax, my man Dub Sonata, my man Al Steed, who are my man Pro Rock. All in-house. Shout out to Alchemist and Illmind, because they definitely was behind the nigga trying to ship me music for the album, but next album I'm using it. This album was all in-house. Strictly Team Homie and CV, Stronghold, and niggas I came up with.
Nice.
So I have three of your joints queued up. I'm definitely going to rock the one you did with Sean Price. That's called Talk
okay.
to Him. We're fans of Sean, and he's a friend to MCMI. We've collaborated, PH album, other stuff like that. So we're definitely going to rock that.
And he's Team Homie.
Who produced that joint? He is Team Homie, okay.
Okay, the song with me and Sean Price, P-Stack, Team Homie did that. That song is all Team Homie.
Okay.
My man P-Stack did that beat.
P-Stack, good, shout out to him. What about Point of View?
Point of View was done by my man Al Steve from Baltimore, Porn Star Productions.
Okay.
That's the name of the production company, it's not me.
are all of these songs on this project just straight spitting, like battle bars, like what people know
when they watch a battle,
do you have concepts on there? You know, tell us.
I got concepts on there. I got a song called Small World, which is actually a story rhyme, and it's actually kind of true. So I ain't going to give you the story, but
for
people
imagine.
To go get the album, it's a true story. You know what I mean? So, you know, I got a couple things. Slide Off, like I said, is like going to the club and meeting that lady, you know what I mean?
Right. So let's just get into some of this music. Right now, let's rock a couple of these joints and let the listeners check them out, and we'll come back. We'll see if anyone wants to call in, 646-478-3599. And hopefully we can get PH up on the line in a little while, you know.
We got Scream and Play Seven, Team Homie in the house. Might have PH.
Right.
Added to that.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to go into this joint Point of View, Swave Sever, off of the album Son of a One-Armed Man. And when we come back, we'll let everyone know where they can pick that up or find it online or wherever.
All right.
We'll be back. MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. Hitting you with the exclusive, this unreleased. You guys heard it here first. Swave Sever, Point of View.
Yeah.
Let's see that body.
Look, what? I ain't playing no more. Game over. Every nigga on my team spit fire. Flamethrower team. Squad full of drill sergeant trained. So get them so punch drunk they wake up with hangovers. Bars are just lethal. Bring harm to the people who figure they hard enough to try and spar with a thief. I teach you techniques and the story for seeds. I admit you got skills, but chill, you hardly your equal. Guard your grill, I'm tricky with the sway of the hand. And I can tell you can't fight by the way that you stand.
But still in all.
I give you props for just taking a chance, but don't expect more than an L. I'm just way too advanced. I'm blocked, losing out my mind, dude. Couldn't even let you in. Condition my body and stick to my daily regimen. I'ma end this a couple seconds in before I even get to my second win.
Ready?
Now let's begin.
Ready?
All these folks wanna know what's ever mind that. It's been lost for a while, wanna help me find that. If not, kick rocks, I'ma do me, homie. Go do you. Too sensitive, I'm just trying to get my point
hey,
of
yo,
view.
Now who wanna step up?
You?
And catch breath.
Come on. Know you going against the best yet.
The
best bet is to chill, say whatever breath left, cause I'm from Harlem. We don't take kindly the death threats. I'm from the era of the cold-blooded, the bloodthirsty, produce
niggas to dust if they wasn't trustworthy. Gives a fuck.
What up?
Knucklehead in the cut, about to get ignorant. Bipolar, part loco, part considerate. For instance, I had a girl, she worked in the mall.
True that.
And I knew she loved the job, but used to say she was bored.
Right.
Said they're gonna lay me off, babe. Not enough work for me. So on our anniversary, I went on the murder spree. Get it? Hypothetical story, sum up my character. Full journey through my brain, too much for a traveler. If that's too heavy, then I simplify. Let me and my fam live our simple lives before you niggas die. All these folks wanna know what's never mind. It's been lost for a while. Wanna help me find that? If not, kick rocks. I'ma do me, homie. Go do you. Too sensitive. I'm just trying to give my point of view. All these folks wanna know what's never mind. It's been lost for a while. Wanna help me find that? If not, kick rocks. I'ma do me, homie. Go do you. Too sensitive. I'm just here to give my point
this
of
just
view.
This. Couple rappers been killed and the killer's still at large. Police need your help to keep them from getting far. You have any info or clues, give us a call. So far, all we know the weapon used was just a bomb.
Yep. Sorry, pig, won't be no snitch. I did what I did, and I ain't leave no witness. It is what it is. Don't even waste your first 4-8. Just file the paperwork and chalk it up to a cold case.
Can't catch me.
Trying to find the right way to describe what we do to God. Oh, yeah. You seen Cooley High? No, you don't want no beef, cause you can end up just like Cold Chief. Don't even need no heat. I'm barbarically brutal. Go ahead, mention me, I'll beat you to death. You'll die from a head injury.
You there yet?
Keep thinking that it won't happen.
Word.
Till there's holes in your clothes, fabric passes and clothes asses, nigga.
What's going on? This is the Gwen Stefani of rap. MC in my radio Friday. My name is Destroy. You tuned in to Real Hip Hop, Real Talk, MCMIReport.com. Go in, wild out, spaz. Tell your mother, tell your father this situation, this MCMI radio. Hose them down, all right? Hopefully everything is fantastic in your life. And if it's not, tune in.
MCMI.
Yao Ming. Destroy.
MCMI.
Like we bring an 88 back.
Niggas think they tough. Pussy nigga pushing past.
I ain't moving.
He bump me, I'ma whoop his ass. Talk split, get his wig split, push it back. I ain't with it, plus I'm twisted on cushion hat.
I jam him, look at him grit his teeth, see? He thinks shit is sweet tea. Grip the heat, bet his heart start skipping beat. Check his eyes, he's a petrified ass nigga.
Bitch, run a snake, quick to testify ass nigga.
Look, use a fake fraud, facade, you fabricating. You ain't being yourself, this nigga masquerading. You trying to act hard, even a person you think you are real soft when you doing a bad job. And don't be fooled by them dudes you with, cause when they pop off, them niggas ain't gonna do shit. They can get it too, dude. Ain't none of them saving you. So you think this is a game and I ain't trying to play with you.
This nigga here,
I'm telling you his vibe ain't right. He the one that's gonna mess up the night.
This nigga here,
I'm in no mood for this fool. I swear it's gonna end up a fight.
This nigga here,
I guess being humble wasn't enough. This clown nigga wanna play tough.
This nigga here,
he losing his mind, he blowing my high. So fuck it, I'm calling his bluff.
Me a bad man, rude boy, who don't take shit from no fella. Dog, I'm like Cujo, nigga, you old yellow. King of the yard, you can never move me. My bite's worse than my bark, bitch.
You better shoot me.
Moving silent, self-kills, witnesses speechless.
I'm an assassin,
hired by the man you got beef with.
Would someone like to help this nigga?
Cause I'ma make him swim with the fishes.
Michael Phelps, this nigga.
Look. Melt your flesh off and bury your bones. You draw your medal and get it took it like Marion Jones. You pussy, not built for this.
I can see it in your eyes. I'm mal-mannered with foul grammar.
A demon in disguise,
low type. Never heard a beat I couldn't ride.
The most high, ain't a greater reefer I ain't tried.
The boy's a vet,
never had a beef I ain't survived.
Destroy your set,
when I'm done FEMA will arrive. This nigga here,
I don't don't care what y'all feel about me. Just know you better show me respect. This nigga here. Some of y'all may view me as a threat. I got you mumbling under your breath. You're like, this nigga here. He about to raise the bar. These niggas about to raise the price. This nigga here. Run with a crazy squad. We can't front the nigga's swave is nice.
Yo, I'm the champ, nigga. Word. Which way y'all think y'all can prove different? Who still got y'all? Who riffing? Duke, listen. I hear your words, but your actions lacking. So quit talking shit and you be acting back and keep your trap zipped. Homie, you don't want me to black out. Release that cage beast inside and spaz out. Choke and submit your hold. Your squad get mashed out. This the street. Think I'm posed to stop when you tap out? Nah. I'm trying to hold till you pass out. Shoot a punch to rupture your gallbladder. Inflict bodily harm to bend one of your arms till your bones shatter. How you want it? Rapping and scrapping, it don't matter. See, I'm trained for both. A threat with exchanging blows. A vet with amazing flows. Your best bet, nigga, change your tone. Now take a couple steps back. You're entering the danger zone.
Woo, yeah, MCMI Radio. Sorry about that. Krieg, what's good? So,
I just wanted to jump over the joint
because
I didn't want them to, you know, can't
give
me everything.
No. I thought we'd let it run out. I was like, oh, my bad. This is supposed to be exclusive. My bad.
I was just hearing my video.
Word. So let's bring Swave back in and Scream, too. Scream was good.
Yeah, what up, boy?
Yeah, yeah. It was Team Homie in the building.
Of course, sir.
I don't have Slade's mic up. There we go.
Yo, Juan, you hear me?
Yeah,
we hear you now.
All right, there
Slade,
we go.
Slade, how do you feel about these Harlem Shake videos?
I can't stand them. I don't even know what the fuck it is. Like, that's not the Harlem Shake. I didn't like the Harlem Shake when it was the Harlem Shake. Now I don't know what the fuck they doing. You know what I mean? It should be the stupid as hell. I'm mad they put a Harlem name on that, man.
I want to do one where, like, you know, they just start doing that wild shit, and then some dudes from Harlem just come in and just, like, punch them all in the face.
Yeah, that'd be hot, dude.
That'd be dope.
You should have me come in and punch niggas in their face, a real Harlem nigga. Like, what the fuck y'all niggas in here doing?
Yo, Swift, tell us a story, since we always talking about hip-hop and MCing and music and battling. Won't you just tell us about the last time you punched a dude in the face? I'm sure it'll be a very interesting story.
Oh, man.
Have you been on the humble for a few years trying not to start trouble? Have people stepped to you? When's the last time you punched someone in the face?
He trying to incriminate you, Swave.
This summer that just passed. I actually broke a nigga up for leaving a foul Facebook comment under my daughter's picture.
Wow. The daughter, that's a violation.
Yeah, you know, everybody that knows, I have my daughter for the summer. My daughter lives in Atlanta, Georgia. But this summer that passed, I had her for the whole summer. So, you know, I was being going out, and I was snapping pictures, and I was posting them. And there's this one dude named Danny. The nigga removed his Facebook page and all that, but his name was Danny something. Danny, his last name was like, Danny Starp a nigga out or some shit like that. All one word, like, you know what I mean? So, he always hate on me. Every time I drop a battle and put it on Facebook that they got some comments. Like, I don't really go into all that because I know niggas is online thugs and all that, so I don't pay no mind. Keyboard killers and shit, I don't pay that shit no mind. So, but every time I put something up, he got something to say. I'm this, I'm that, I'm a faggot, this, that, and the third. Might need to slap my glasses off this. So this one particular time, I put my daughter picture up, and this nigga commented, "I probably fucked her in the ass before we went out."
Wow. That's a little too much.
That's
so how you tracked him down? Like, where is he from? Like, how did
now, listen, this is why I think I'm a heavy believer in God, and I know God is not of violence, but I heavily believe that this was God, because I never... There was one time I ever argued with the nigga, and it was just going back and forth. And then Sarah Connor, shout out to my Sarah Connor, she jumped in, and she told me, "Sway, stop paying attention to these niggas." And then he said something about Sarah Connor looking like Danny DeVito, and then she went in on the nigga. And then her and Duke started arguing. So then I wound up going in like, "Sarah, you just told me to mind and leave the nigga alone, don't pay him no mind, and then you get it." She like, "You right." So we both started ignoring the nigga.
I never really clicked on a nigga page, right?
Yeah.
Until this day. I happened to click on his page, and you know how Facebook shows you got mutual friends?
Right.
Yeah.
We had one mutual friend. One. That hardly ever happens. You feel me? One. So, and it happened to be a nigga that I grew up with named Rocco that live around the corner from me in Harlem. You feel me? So, Rocco now. Now, Rocco, although he grew up with me and lived around the corner from me, I haven't seen this dude in a long time. Like, I don't even think he lives around the corner from me no more. Like, I don't see him no more. So, just so I'm sitting there steaming. I went and smoked a blunt to calm down. My daughter started telling me she hungry. So, I go outside to Jimbo's, and Rocco was in Jimbo's.
Wow.
That was God. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, I asked Rocco. I pulled out my phone. I went to Facebook. I said, yo, you know this nigga right here? He goes, oh, that's my man Danny. I said, define your man. What you mean by your man? He was like, no, that's my nigga. Da, da, da. He be at Grant Project. He from the Bronx, but he be up in Grant. Now, anybody that knows Harlem knows Grant Projects is right in Harlem. And I live on the 120. I'm on the 124, but Grant Projects is straight up 210. So okay. It's very close to me. You feel me? So I'm like, oh, what? I say, yo, so if you call this dude, will he come to you? Will he meet up with you? He was like, yeah, more than likely. You know what I mean? He be getting butt off me and shit. So I'm pretty sure if I call him, you know what I mean? I said, call him.
Wow.
I said, please call him and Rocco start asking questions. Now, I really ain't want to tell Rocco what was going on, but I got to give him respect because he's telling me that's his man. You feel me? So I said, all right, boom. I showed Rocco what the nigga wrote under my daughter picture, and Rocco said, yo, well, my nigga, you my man. I grew up with you. That's some bullshit. So I said, yo, I need you to call him, my nigga. If you could meet up with him, call me and let me know where y'all going to meet up. And I just meet y'all there. And he did. And sure enough, it was in Grant Projects. Money happened to be there that day. So I go upstairs with my daughter food. I get a call like a half hour, 40 minutes, talking about, yo, I'm on my way to meet the nigga right now. I say, yo, I'm on my way with you.
Right.
I got to Grant Projects. He met up with the nigga. He see me, and the first thing out of his mouth was, fam, it's just Facebook. And
what?
I broke that nigga the fuck up.
He saw you coming. He said, wait,
like,
it's just Facebook.
When I see y'all niggas, when I see y'all niggas, I'll show y'all the pictures of what I did to the nigga.
Wow.
I can't post them, though, because I'll go to jail.
And, yo, on some real man shit, not on some gangster shit, on some real man shit, you didn't roll up there with heat. You didn't go roll up there with 10 dudes. You was like, I'm going to handle my business on this dude. I'm
going to keep it real. I was very close to grabbing the ratchet.
Okay.
Wow.
I think if I did have that shit on me, I'd have murdered him.
So he's lucky.
That's how mad I was.
Just caught the fist. You know.
Yo, he said it's just Facebook.
I went up there with nobody, by myself, all black, sap gloves, to handle business. And I showed you the picture of what I did to the nigga when I see her.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You can't put reckless comments like that on Facebook.
No,
like
you can't. I can take the swave as a faggot, smack his glasses
right.
off, you whack. I can take those all day. Don't disrespect my children, B. Word to mother. I don't play that. I don't even disrespect the kids in battles. I don't do that shit. Don't disrespect my children, B. I don't play that.
I thought
then
B.A.
you
had
I'm
a bad
when
them,
people my dick in
go
ass.
On his...
on graphics. Nah, I ain't with it.
People sometimes go on TH's Facebook and they try to make a snide comment, you know, but it's just like something like you're whack or something. It's not, you know, and he's like, oh, delete it. And he, you know, he'd be getting mad sometimes. That's nothing. That's just MC stuff. People trying to get you to battle them. You know what I mean? That's just corny. But but that comment was so disrespectful. So I definitely understand why you had to take it there. And, you know, I was discussing. Scream?
Scream.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yeah, man, go ahead. Say your thing, because you ain't even speak up in a while, man.
Nah, you got to understand, like, this, you know what I'm saying? When cats come at you sideways on social media, no matter what it is, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's their only way for them to talk to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's infamy. Like, that's their only way to actually have hold a conversation with you. And to draw your attention is when they getting at you disrespectfully.
Right.
And so,
turn on Facebook
thinking he a man. You know what I'm saying? You know? So he gets some beats. You know what I'm saying? He gets the beats on him. You know?
Right. Well, yo, check this out.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a fan.
In Washington State, they have a fair one law. Have you heard of this? Anybody?
Nah.
This is what it means. If you and another dude agree, just verbally, like, yo, we're going to duke it out, in front of the police and everything, there's nothing wrong. They won't arrest you. They're like, hey, you shot the fair one. They make sure no one dies, and they're going to kill someone. But so, like, for example, some cats had beef, and then they were like, nah, we're going to shoot the fair one. We're going to shoot the fair one. And it was a crowd gathering, and the cops came. And they were like, yo, we agree we're going to shoot the fair one right now. They were like, all right. And they fought, and one dude messed up the other dude, but, you know, he didn't kill him. He won the fight, and then, you know, they kind of broke it up, and everyone went on their way. No lawsuits, no arrests. What do you think about that law? Only Washington is the only state.
I love that law. That needs to be implemented right now in New York.
Do you think that gun violence would go down if and people jumping people with 15 dudes would go down if there was the fair one law in New York? That would be
most definitely.
No,
most definitely.
I don't.
Think so?
I think dudes are just too soft. Dudes don't know how to fight anything. You know what I'm saying?
So they still
dudes don't know how to fight. They don't throw their hands up.
A lot of niggas don't. That's why gun violence is so high like it is now, because a lot of niggas don't know how to throw their hands. They scared. My father broke it down to me. He said, yo, the warrior era is over. The warrior era ended with our generation, y'all. Everybody like 25 and younger, he calls that the caution era. Like, these niggas are scared. These niggas grew up riding bikes with helmets and knee pads. You feel me? Like, I ain't ride no bike with no helmet. And I ain't never ride my bike with no helmet and knee pads. If I fell and got a scrape, I went home. My mother put peroxide on it.
Hey, Swave, in the studio where you're at, I'm hearing your other interview bleeding through. See if it move over.
Nah, that's not me, B.
That's not you? Is that you, Scream? Let me hear you scream. Is that Krieg? No. Who is that? That was Krieg. That was Blitz. Blitzkrieg, I'm getting your feedback, man.
Washington State's the only place that has this
look.
Krieg.
He's talking to somebody.
His mic, yeah, I'm just moving his mic for a minute. He can come back later. Let me put a screen back in, my bad. So, yo, wow, that's a great story that you told, though. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think if you go on YouTube, you might even see footage of fair ones being shot.
Yo, let me ask a question, though. So say, Team Homie doing a performance out there in Washington. We get into a fight. We're not Washington residents. You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea, man. I'm not a lawyer or a cop. I don't know, but I just heard that.
My nigga, what, they going to check IDs and see if you're not Washington residents?
I think if that Washington boy get washed up, then, yeah, you catch an assault charge.
But listen, my whole thing is, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, nigga.
Right. I'm pretty sure it just applies to Washington. Like, you don't have to be a resident. It's where the fight takes place. If you had that fight, if it wasn't in New York, then what does New York have to say about it? Nothing. So it's up to Washington. Okay. Whether or not they're gonna, you know. So, you know, but keep in mind, it's not. There's no weapons. It's not no bunch of heated dudes trying to brawl with a whole crowd of other dudes. No. Get into the argument, they take it outside, they say, yo, you want to shoot the fair one then? And they go outside, you find a police officer so that it's documented that y'all both agree, and nobody can lie later and say, nah, he jumped me or I wasn't trying to fight. And he says, all right, you both agree to this? Yeah, all right. And then they shoot the fair one. That's crazy to me. I was told this, shout out to my boy Blue, who does our website. He was telling us this on the weekend.
And they actually call it the Fair One Act. That's real.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what it's called, but that's what, you know, that's what the people call it. It probably has some official name as a law. It's probably not Fair One, but so, you know, like how they have the no retreat law, duty to retreat law, whatever. It's something
if you think about it, brother, they were doing that back in the day. I challenge you to a duel and slap a nigga with the glove. Like,
right.
That's what that was.
Hey guys, I looked it up.
That's all that was,
combat law.
What?
Well, it's called the mutual combat law.
You looked it up? Oh, nice.
Yes.
The mutual combat law.
I like that.
Research says it is hot, man. Cool. So, yo, I think we should play this this next joint, this Sean Price and Swave Sever joint. And then we got another guest calling in that has some very important stuff to talk about. He's on the line. I'm not going to give it away yet. But before we get into this last joint, tell them about where they can expect to see. Besides, you said already it's going to be in some stores, but where can they go for your website or digital download?
All right,
Son of a One-Armed Man.
iTunes, of course, Amazon.com, CreativeJuicesMusic.com, MediaScheme.com, UndergroundHipHop.com, WaxPoetics.com. Where about? It's a whole bunch of places. I can't even remember all. 100media.com. It's just, you know, just, you can just Google Sway Seven Son of a One-Armed Man and they'll
right.
pop up. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Is there some place you prefer people to get the info on you
what?
And your music and your career, like Twitter, Facebook?
Create, go to
got a
Creative
website?
Juices. Creative Juices. Creative Juices Music.com.
Okay.
That's what's
up. And there you have it. And look for Sway Seven.
Oh, yeah, and also, let me just say this. The album dropped March 5th, and on March 8th, I'm having an album release party at Public Assembly in Brooklyn, 70 North 6th. So I got Sean Price. That's Friday, the 8th, March
nice.
8th. I got Sean Price, Immortal Technique, Poison Pen, PH, Nims, me, all of us performing. It's a,
wow.
The lineup is crazy. You know what
definitely
I mean?
I'm there.
Show.
You there, Blitz?
Definitely
I'm there.
Definitely there.
Scream,
man.
Be in the house? Cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy. I'm in the building with greatness, baby. You already know.
You already know.
Well, yo, thanks for calling us up. And we're going to go out with this Talk to Him featuring Sean Price.
Yes,
off
sir.
Of that,
thanks for having me on, brother.
Off the Son of a One-Armed Man.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
It's a pleasure, man.
Wait, before you go, when and who is your next opponent, if you know?
My next opponent, I'm actually flying out to the Philippines. I'm battling this kid named Batas April 9th in the Philippines.
Wow, that's wow.
And the kicker is we're battling where Ali Fort Frazier at Thriller in Manila, 16,000 people.
Wow,
that's insane. Cool. That's going to be a big one. Well, okay.
Yeah, so I'm actually battling where Ali Fort Frazier at. That's going to be crazy. Down Fort Frazier. Yeah.
I could the bars that you were going to have for this kid. Oh.
yeah, you already.
Simply
yeah.
off a location. Like,
simply
God
off
damn.
A location.
Word. All right, cool. So let's get into this. Talk to him featuring Sean Price, Swae Sever, exclusive on MCMI Radio off of Son of a One-Armed Man.
Right.
646-478-3599. Hit us up. We'll be back with more of that real hip hop and real talk on MCMI Radio.
Yeah, team homie, niggas. You know what it is. Yeah. Yo. Bare knuckle ball, we ball fist. Prolonged beef, get flame ball with the 4/5. Torches, drums till you feel dizzy and off with. Let them die slow, once to your course, then we torch it. Bar assistant, minutes and miles, my squad misfits. Break through your line of defense if you at odds with us. Sip hard liquor, Dutch with your theme, get lifted. Loud pit, niggas done lit up more trees than Christmas. Listen, every name on the hit list is scratched off. Don't get it twisted, though. It ain't nothing to add more. Surround your crib. In your front of your back door, nigga red. Fuck you think I got a trunk full of bags for? I'm old school. 38 snubs and 9 Berettas. Mouth kick, accuracy and alignment's better. Nerves are still deep. We can be as high as ever. Fire weapons and still pass lie detectors, nigga. Yeah.
You got basketball team on your jeans?
Yeah.
You look like Cameron on third album. Bruce, my best, nigga.
Sean all day with the rhetoric and jogging. John Forte at the presidential party. You send shots, I send them back. I slap black people thinking that I'm a Democrat. Slap white people thinking that I'm a Republican. Sean's with none of them. Sean's a drunk again. I'm spitting a new flavor. A gift to your bitches and fish in the newspaper. Peace. Soon as the legs spark, it's hard for you to pick up your kids from Head Start. Don Barzini, Sean Arms and Dangerous, Paul Yarcini. I'm doubting you spoke crack, but you walked in an awkward the mountain to broke back. Gangsta rapper Duke letting the fifth blow. You a Cisco eating the Bisco.
Treats. Y'all moving like clown niggas out here.
Look how y'all looking, man.
Those Bugle Boy Kings.
Yo, I don't know, man, but somebody need to talk to him, man. Talk to him.
MCMI Radio. It's your boy,
LLB. Yeah. It's your boy, GMS. And this next caller, he needs a special introduction. Like the yeah. Bless the globe with the pestilence.
What's good? Let them know who it is, man. We didn't even tell no one yet.
What's good, everybody? This is Tone Deaf from QM5 Music, Extended Fam, and The Plague.
Yeah, QM5 in the building.
Yes, sir.
So you were listening to some of our conversation in this episode. You know, what do you think of what we were talking about?
Like, yeah, I mean, I just have one thing to say, man. I just want to let y'all know that before we get started, that listen, it's just Facebook, B. It's just Facebook, right? So it's not so serious. It's just Facebook.
Nah.
People get broke up though. They get broke up off of Facebook. You know.
Oh,
it's the same thing as words.
Man,
you can say it's just words.
Online hate more than I do. All right. No one.
What if
There's
it
no
wasn't
one.
Facebook? What if someone just verbally they see you in the street? You know, they don't like you for whatever, and they're just like, "Yo, this and that," and they just say some shit. You know,
because
it's
people
just
are
words.
Too pussy to do that. I mean, period. People are just too pussy to do that. In general, I mean, what I've learned is because, you know, we've invented online hate. Like, that's where, like, we invented that shit. We were the first, like, the QM5 crew, we were putting out records on the internet when it was a problem to have, like, a website. Now, you know, we used to be called Netsies and internet rappers and y'all ain't real in the streets, even though we were performing at every show in the city and touring and doing all that shit, but it didn't matter. And now every motherfucker that, you know, it lives in the project has a Tumblr. They have a Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? They got a GeoCities page still buried somewhere. And they even got the new MySpace. They just reinstalled their MySpace. and so, like, now it's cool to be on the internet. But you got to understand what my point is that all these people that would talk all that shit when we started and that are doing the shit now, nobody ever said anything to us, ever. Ever. And we had so much fucking, like, hate and backlash.
But I'm pretty sure you guys were talking hate and backlash on music. Like, your music sucks, you're a whack MC, you're a pussy, but...
Nah, you know. Because it always extends into the personal arena. And the one thing I have noticed was that the people... Because, you know, we're smart and we know how to spoof and we can figure shit out, like IP addresses and shit like that, because we're not dummies, we want to spoof.
Right.
You can figure out who the fuck it is. And the majority of the people that would talk shit were people that knew us. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So what I figured out is, I mean, all that shit is just jealousy. So if you get caught up in that and if you respond to it, you're basically just feeding the flame. You know what I'm saying? So now I don't even bother. Like, there's just no point. Like, people can just call you whatever the fuck they want. They can, you know, it's online, this and this and that. That's cool. But you know that they'll never say it to your face. You know what I'm saying?
But you do agree with what Set 47 did.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
I just wanted to clear that up.
You know? I'm totally glad he did that. Now, you know, the difference is that Swave is like 8 feet tall, and he has hands like cinder blocks. You know what I'm saying? yeah. So that's something that's going to come a lot more. It's going to come a lot easier to Swave than it is for me, who is a graphic designer. And I click on things.
It's really Tony.
Don't get it twisted. I mean, I hate.
You're not small though, Tony.
In general.
You're like 6 feet and something.
I'm not a small dude, and I have a bad temper, and that's the other problem that I have. So, you know, I come from a military childhood, so I do have a bad temper. I just, you know, I have zen-like patience, and I try my best not to get into problems. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, if people want to hear more of the rantings and ravings of Tone Deaf and find out all his personal opinions and feelings about everything in life, they should check out your podcast, Tacos and Chocolate Milk, which is so freaking entertaining, man. You've got like 30 episodes in the can by now, right? I've listened to all of them.
Yeah, I think we're doing – well, we did 28. We're going on 29 now.
Okay.
Yeah, the last one, actually, we recorded for an hour and a half, and the fucking machine didn't record. So now we got to do it again.
Oh, wait, Tone. Pac would want me to clear this up. He wouldn't want me to let you get away with saying that the machine didn't record. The machine is inanimate. Don't you mean you did something wrong not to make the machine record?
I mean, maybe? I don't know.
Me, keep it real.
Okay, fine. It was my fault. Whatever.
All right.
Fuck it. I did it. It's my fault.
But listen, it's gotten like so many downloads on iTunes. You guys are killing it right now, and I know that you put out music. And when you started the podcast, you weren't even talking about music. It was just a thing to do. It was just fun. People getting to know you as people, comedy. But now that you have so many listeners, how many downloads have you had so far?
It's
got to be
so
in the hundreds of thousands.
Well, we've had. I mean, just counting our stats, we've had over 1.3 million downloads over the since May of last year. So we started in May. Yeah, 1.3 million downloads.
So you have a platinum podcast, basically. Because if that was a single and 1.3 million people listen to it, that's platinum.
Yes. Unfortunately, when you have a platinum record, like, there is money exchanged, and that's what pays for the plaque. So there's no plaque here. Just like, we have a cloud plaque, and it's just made of air, and there's nothing on it. So yeah, I'm excited about that. It's been good, man, because honestly, you know, I'm very private in general. Like, I don't normally go out of my way to kind of be boisterous and talk a lot, like, in public about my personal life and this and this and that.
Right.
And, you know, I like to maintain, like, a wall between myself and the listener. And so I kind of try to let the music speak for me. But I kind of felt like people didn't really know me. You know what I'm saying? So, and they had an idea of me in their head that, oh, Tone Deaf is just one way, or Tone Deaf is, you know, this type of person or that type of person, and they'd never really heard me speak, like, as a normal person. So
right.
I thought it would be a good way to let people know more about us, and, you know, and kind of connect more with the music, because I'm on some real, like, honesty shit now with my music, and I feel like if you get it, you get it, and if you don't, you don't, and I'm not going to play the role, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So
that's good,
because
that keeps the music that you make coming from your heart, like, you making what you want because of that. And that means that you're putting your best creativity and your best effort into it, and then everybody gains from that.
Yeah.
So that's a great attitude to have.
It keeps it honest. It keeps it honest, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if I was to make a song about some shit that, you know, I clearly am not about, they would know that if they listened to the podcast. And it would come off as phony. So it kind of, like,
right.
It kind of checks itself. But I'm happy with the reception of Pac so far. So,
hey, Tone, what was the bet that you made with Pac that if the podcast got to a certain amount of episodes, I can't remember what it was. Do you remember?
We talked about it. We made it to 100 episodes.
Right.
That if we made it to 100 episodes, that he would have a drink with me on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
But did he really agree to that? Because I always hear him saying, no.
No, he hasn't agreed to it, but I'm forcing
him to
agree
to
that. Yeah, I'm forcing him one way or the other to do this, because Pac, he just refuses to drink. He refuses.
Right.
Like, even on special occasions, he won't do it.
Yeah, so, I mean, to sit there with some tacos, some chocolate milk, you know, throw, like, half a bottle of Kahlua in there, and he won't even know the difference.
He won't know the difference. Yeah, I'm going to have to poison him. I mean, that's pretty
throw
much
some
it.
Weed up in the tacos, too, you know. Might as well all out.
I might have to roof
some hash in there.
For real.
Some mushrooms, you know. Make it a day I'll never forget.
You know, no, that would suck, though, because, like, if I did do all that, it would probably change him some way, like, molecularly change him. And then he'd be a different human being, and then he'd talk weird and, like, have a limp. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd feel bad that happens.
But one thing I get from the podcast, and I think – like, we've been friends of you, yours and Pax for years, so we know you guys and we know your friendship and we know your personalities individually. But a lot of the Q and Five listeners and fans and people in the world didn't really know. It's like there are flies sitting on the wall in a room of Tone Deaf and Pac FM, just two guys who've been best friends for years, who do music together, and, you know, and talk about this shit. And what you guys talk about is what I talk about with my friends when we're driving on a trip in the car, you know, going to somewhere. You know,
word.
No one hears it because it's in your car and it's like two or three people just talking.
Yeah.
And then we get to actually hear that conversation from you guys. So that's what makes it so interesting.
it's weird, right? Like, I never would, you wouldn't think that that would be like an entertaining thing, but for some reason, like, it just kind of works. And I think it's because Pac and I have known each other so long, and, you know, we've been best friends for you know, a decade strong now.
Right.
And it's like, we just kind of, we know each other's jokes, and we know each other's timing, so it's like, that's what helps it. I think if it was two random people, like, that didn't have that kind of chemistry, it wouldn't be as entertaining, so.
I got you.
It's been a lot of fun, and honestly, I don't see him as much as I used to, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, like back in the early aughts, like, you know, the whole Q and Five collective was like in my apartment every single Friday, basically. So it's like, we used to have, you know, I had a lot of time together, but now, you know, we've slowed down on that front. You know, I never see him. So this is a good way for me to hang out with him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it forces you, because you have something you're responsible to do. So it forces you guys, you know, to just
right.
chill. And you're not making a song. You're just talking.
Exactly.
So
and,
these
and
are real conversations. Yeah,
real conversations. No scripts. We literally go in. There's no plotting, planning what we're going to talk about. I turn the recorder on, usually, and and I go, let's go, you know, and that's it.
Yeah. It's not like our show. We have all these, you know, special effects and stuff like we were joking about last time you were here, you know. You guys don't do that. Strictly podcast.
Right now, you've immediately just sunned every episode we just did. Like, every download we've ever gotten just got trumped by
asshole.
A wah-wah horn and a drum roll.
Asshole.
There you go.
Okay.
Bitch.
Wow.
But, so I'm wondering now, I want to see if the 1.3 million listeners and downloads and listens, you know, translates into more people hitting up the QM5 website, finding out about you guys as artists, your music. Not, I mean, certain people go because they know who you are, so that's why they went to listen. But it's not 1.3 million, so that means it's spread like wildfire. Now people are listening that don't really know your music that well. And I hope that it's, you know, spreading out to that and adding to new music. And that was a segue, because speaking of new music, you just dropped an EP.
Yay! Yes,
segue. And we posted it up on the site. I'm really feeling the concept. I think it's very creative. You got amazing cover art. But even though I tried to, like, give a detailed explanation, I even quoted your own press release, you know, explaining the way it's broken down, a lot of people were still saying, yeah, what's up with that tone duff with the four EPs? Like, how does that work? And it seems obvious to me, but I thought I might take a moment to ask you to just break it down, because polymer is very scientific. People don't have college degrees. They don't know what polymer is. You got the little periodical table element with the logo.
People do have college degrees. They only give college degrees to people.
That's
true.
They don't give them the dog.
Well, what I meant to say is everyone does it. So for people that might not be aware of what a periodic table is,
well,
break it down, the science and then the actual project.
I don't know what a periodic table is either. I just like to use fancy words. I think that's basically my approach to music. No, I'm just kidding. The idea is essentially I wanted to take the EP format and kind of and flip it up, because I kind of feel like right now people don't have the attention span for albums, and albums just take way too long to make, and then, you know, you spend 2-3 years on an album, or in my case 10, and then you put it out, and then it's like, oh, it's great, and then, like, after a week, like, nobody gives a fuck anymore. So you just spent 3 weeks putting together 15 to 20 songs that nobody gives a shit about, you know what I'm saying? So I thought it was you know, the EP now is like the new format. You do 4 to 5 songs, put it out, and then, you know,
right.
People can digest that a lot easier, and you can get it out quicker. And that was part of the idea, because, you know, it's been 8 years since I released my last album, Archetype, my debut, and, you know, I've been focused on all this other shit and on the label and on QM5 and putting out everybody else's records, but I haven't focused on my own stuff. So I've been working on stuff on the back burner, but I just never had a real outlet for it until now. And the time to do it. So I decided that I was going to take the EP format and flip it and give it like a theme, an overarching theme.
Right. Okay.
So that, you know, there's a point to the EPs, and it's not just, yo, this is just my collection of songs. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, this is an entirely new approach. Nobody's ever done this before.
Okay.
It's four separate EPs that
four.
Are all
okay.
part of the same album. Basically, so the album is split into four parts, and these four parts are each individual EPs. But the trick is, each of the EPs is a completely different style, and it's a completely different facet of my personality. So So the very first one that I just put out is called Glutton. Glutton is basically about excess, excessive behavior, addiction, and basically it kind of chronicles my whole struggle with porn that I've had for my whole life. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
That's that one facet of my personality, and stylistically, it's all done over up-tempo dance music. So
I'm gonna play Glutton as we go out, and when we're done with the show, I'm gonna put on Glutton before we finish. So I'm gonna play the actual song, the title
okay.
track of that EP, Glutton. But can you explain a little bit more of what it means when these four things like come together and form a polymer? And what does polymer mean exactly?
Sure. Yeah, a polymer is basically a synthetic molecule that's created from different atomic structures. So there's like if you had like you know carbon and if you had, you know, whatever the hell other, you know, oxygen or whatever, and you put them together, it would form something new synthetically. It would make a whole new thing. And, you know what I'm saying? So each of the EPs is like a different molecule of Tone Deaf, and which is a different style, a different facet of the personality. And then when you put these four together, it creates a polymer, which is this, you know, this synthetic new thing. And the polymer is a collection of all the four EPs, basically, and that forms the whole of me. And that's the whole idea with it.
This is why I wanted to explain it, because that's the genius of hip hop is the metaphor, and like that whole idea is just a metaphor, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge,
which
it's
I found
huge
brilliant.
Thank you.
So what are
wait,
the other three?
Wait.
I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, you can ask them that question. I guess your question.
Say, what are the other three? Because this one is Glutton. What are the other three topics or themes of your?
Well,
I'm
not revealing them. I'm not revealing them
secret.
Up front. Yeah, I'm announcing them. I know, you'll know that there's four. I'm announcing them one by one because I want to keep the interest level going. And if I tell everybody what's coming for the next three, then they're going to be like, oh, well, I'm going to skip this one, and then I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'll check out that one at the end or whatever. So no one knows what the next one's going to be yet, but I will announce it soon.
So what's up with the porn struggle addiction thingy?
yeah. What's up with that whole thing?
He kind of said it really quickly, but you know, it set off a like green light, man. I was like, hey, he said porn.
Yeah, it didn't become like a real issue until like I'd say like the past like maybe 10 years or so. Like basically, I grew up on it. Like I started watching porn when I was 5 years old. Like I'm not even shitting you. I was watching crazy hardcore shit like Taboo, the movie Taboo. It's a classic. Check it out. I was watching that shit at five. So I would just, like, find this shit. Like, anywhere I would go, I would just, like, go into people's stashes and, like, steal it. Like, videotapes I would just jack shit, you know what I'm saying, to, like, take it for myself and, like, hoard it. And it just kind of became – it was never really a problem until, like, the whole internet thing became a thing. And now it's just, like, now you can't even, like, go online and not see it now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
it's in everybody's face.
Yeah, it's too accessible, whereas back in the day, you know what I'm saying, like, you had to hunt for it, you know? And so I kind of had that hunter mentality, and when having a hunter mentality and then you're presented with, like, a million options, that can kind of get overwhelming, you know what I'm saying? But mainly, it kind of, like, I have, like, you know, on some personal shit, like, it makes things difficult for you. It's really difficult to be in, like, a real relationship when it's just like, yeah, I just want to cock slap you and, like, fuck you in the ass while your friends watch. Like, that's not going to help.
Your expectations get kind of different. Yeah,
yeah, like, it totally fucks your shit up, you know what I'm saying? No pun intended. But, yeah, it's sort of this thing, and I kind of wanted to deal with that on a record. I don't really think anybody's ever dealt with it before on a record, you know what I'm saying? So the whole record itself is actually, it's a big arc. Like, from the first song to the last song, it's a whole progression. Like, you see where it starts, and then it fucking, I go rock bottom, and then I try to come back up for air, you know what I'm saying? And that's the whole arc of the songs.
I listened to the tracks, and it seems like one of them is like kind of sounds, don't get mad at me for saying this, but the beat style sounds kind of pop, and then the other two of them sound like dance tracks, and they really make your head move. Like as soon as they come on, they're mad up tempo. And then there's two which sound to me like dubstep, but I'm not a dubstep aficionado or anything, but I hear a little bit. My friends tell me about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I oh, let me check out that show. I don't know who the artists are, but when I hear the beats, I like them. And it kind of reminded me of dubstep. Is that a direction you're going in, or is it influenced by that, or is it just coincidence and I'm just thinking that and I'm wrong? Like,
No. It's a thing. Like, it's an actual usage of the genre, and that's I don't know if I have a lot of time to talk about this here, but for the most part, I kind of hate genre bending. Like, I hate it. Like, I don't like when people are like, yo, I'm gonna take rock and roll and I'm gonna put it on my rap track, and I hate that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I hate when, like, I'm going to make a fucking house remix of some polka, and then it's just like, all right, like, it's too ham-fisted, and it's way too contrived, and it never works. And the reason why it never works is because the original artists, they don't have respect for the opposing genre. You feel me?
Right.
Like, in order to really bend genre and to really melt it correctly, you have to understand the genre of music that you're fucking with. Otherwise, you can't respect it properly, and you can't use it properly. You feel me? Like, I grew up on electronic music. I grew up in Chicago when, you know, house music in Chicago was just being birthed. You know what I'm saying? And, like, this was all that was playing on the radio. So I experienced hip-hop and house music at the same time. Like, I got it both. And then eventually it turned into techno and it turned into electro. You know, it turned into drum and bass, jungle, all this kind of shit. And I followed that entire wave. So I understand that music like the back of my hand, and I still listen to it to this day, like all different types of electronic music. So in doing
so, it's natural for you to do a track like that.
Exactly, and I've always touched on these genres in all of my music. If you go all the way back to my first releases, like I have drum and bass tracks, I have trance tracks. Like I'm always touching in electronic music, but with Polymer, because it's all synthetic, I wanted all the production to be synthetic, and for the upbeat music, I wanted to do these genres in a way nobody's ever done them before. Nobody's ever done a dubstep hip-hop song the way I've done it. Like, the very first song, like, literally no one has ever used the drop in dubstep as, like, a dramatic centerpiece for, like, a story or a topic. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are all things that I've thought out. And so, yes, it is dubstep. There's a little bit of late 80s freestyle on there. There's some ghetto house on there. There's some, like, minimalistic hip-house. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really touch on all the electronic genres as best I can.
Okay, so we're not going to give it all away today, but we're going to play one of them right now, one that I like that I was talking about, the dubstep joint. The first one, Glutton. I feel like, to me, and when I heard my mom really, really into dubstep, they play them for me, I go, man, someone should be rhyming on this. I mean, it's a slow beat. You can really go in with the syllables, you know? And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you should rhyme on one of my beats or whatever. You know, I have producer friends of mine. I'm like, yeah, cool. And again, it's like the mashup idea you're saying. But this this track really does it beautifully. So let's throw it on. Now, it says featuring, but I think it really means produced by. But it's labeled as featuring number 9.
By a dubstep producer named Number 9. He's he's from Virginia. He's a big DJ. He's been touring the world and stuff. And he reached out to me a couple years back. He did a remix for me, and we wanted to do his track together. And we masterminded this whole thing from the start, and that's, I think, the reason why it came together so well. There's a point to it. There's like a story to it, and it just works. So I'm excited for the response he's gotten so far.
Cool. Well, I think that we're going to go out with this song. It's going to take us right to the end of the hour perfectly. We've got like 6.5 minutes, and the song's 5 minutes. So before we even get into it, let's just wrap up business right now. Tell them where they can follow you. Tell them where to get the EP. Tell them anything about the whole project you need them to know in 1 minute, and then we'll go into the joint.
All right, cool. Y'all can check me out at pretty much anything/ToneDeaf. That's ToneDeff for Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, it's all there. And you can check out the brand new EP Glutton at ToneDeaf.com. And you can also pre-order the new album that this is a part of. You can pre-order it now at ToneDeaf.com too. And it's got a whole bunch of sweet, you know, packages and deals and stuff that you can do. You know, shouts to everybody out there. Shouts to the Plague. Shouts to the whole QFI family. And I love y'all. Thanks for listening. MC Mike for life. Peace.
Word up. And also, they can just go to QM5.com, last resort, if you forget any of that. QM5.com will lead you to everything. Yes,
sir.
Right? Cool.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to get into this this new joint, Glutton, off of Tone Deaf's project. And I'm looking for a really good special effect to hit you with before we get into it. Where is it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is killing me. Here we go.
With the special effects.
Sorry, man. I really want to hook him up. Let's have a word from Homeboy Sandman and then a special effect, and then we're getting into Tone Deaf. This is MC on my radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We'll see you guys next Friday, but right now enjoy this second exclusive that we're playing today. We got one from Tone Deaf and one from
Play the song!
Yo, peace. What up? It's Homeboy Sandman, all right? First of a living break. Kicking it on MCMI Radio. Real hip hop. Real talk. You understand? This is what I'm talking about Friday, 8 to 10. Congratulations on your participation and awareness taking part in this ill-ish. Son, peace.
Never sleep because I'm always
starting for more. Give me it all. Nothing is ever enough because I am a glutton. Give me more. Consumption is my only function. Give me it all. Get down and never will ever be a collection. Give me it all.
Son of a bitch!